At least two military bases in Massachusetts could be at risk as the Obama administration calls for another round of Pentagon base closings. A former Pentagon official tells the Boston Globe that Hanscom Air Force Base in Bedford and the Westover Air Reserve Base in Western Mass could be affected, members of the New England congressional delegation vowing to fight any closures. For more on the potential cuts, we're joined this morning by Chris Anderson, president of the Waltham Base Defense Technology Initiative, which promotes job creation and growth opportunities in the New England defense sector. Good morning, Chris, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
Chris, how at risk are the Massachusetts bases in this, the Hanscom Air Force Base in Bedford and the Westover Base out in Western Mass in this coming round of base closures?
Well, New England has a fairly significant number of DOD assets. Hanscom Air Force Base is obviously an anchor piece for Massachusetts. And whenever you go through a base closing process like we did in 1995 and again in 2005, there are a lot of factors that come into play. And for a community or a region not to take any base realignment and closure process seriously would be an error. I will say that the benefit to the Air Force by having a presence in Bedford, Massachusetts, is they're closely proximate to one of the nation's most innovative regions in the United States.
So expand on that, Chris. If Hanscom seems to be at risk, make the case for not closing it.
Well, if you look at where the priorities of DOD, as currently articulated by Secretary Panetta recently, lie, they play to our strengths. Increasing reliance on surveillance and information technologies to support a more agile and mobile deployment scheme, support the type of work that Hanscom and even the Natick Soldier System Center, the other assets throughout New England, rely on from New England innovation and technology. So if we're going to increase the number of unmanned drones, then that relies on architecture and information technologies, all of which Hanscom is excellently suited for providing. So when we look at what the Defense Department announced this week and said they want to see a series of up to two base closures, you got to take a look and say, how realistic is that? In an election year, it's unlikely Congress in 2012 is going to authorize a first round of closures for 2013. So my guess is that we're looking at a schedule that puts us more in the 2015 timeline.
The late Senator Edward Kennedy devoted a lot of time and a lot of energy to protecting Massachusetts bases as best he could. And certainly he, as much as anybody else, was responsible for making sure that both the Hanscom base and the Westover base survived. With Senator Kennedy not on Capitol Hill anymore, do we have less clout to protect these bases?
Well, that's a terrific question, and it's an obvious question. Senator Kennedy and Governor Romney were very effective together in 2005. Senator Kennedy's absence this time around is already being felt. However, the upside is we have seven members of the Senate Armed Service Committee serving in New England. Four New England members of the House are on the House Armed Service Committee. We have a terrific opportunity to collaborate as a region, which will be an incredibly important element in this next round.
If Massachusetts does lose out in a round of base closures, what would it do economically to the region?
New England has a pretty significant stake at the jobs that are associated with a whole series of federal contracts in the Defense Department. There are 33,000 direct and indirect jobs related to Hanscom Air Force Base and over $3 billion in economic activity. What's very interesting is that the degree of economic relationships throughout New England are completely interconnected, and that underscores why a regional collaboration is going to be critical at this stage. Anytime we see a downshift in a major presence for DOD here, you'll see a tremendous ripple effect throughout the supply chain and throughout our entire economy.
Chris Anderson, president of the Defense Technology Initiative and Industry Group based here in the Boston area. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Bob, my pleasure.